Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Seven past the hour. It's now Ken Kessler's good day. Jennifer Horn's good day when she's here. Rich McFadden's good day. Doug has quit radio, and he's going to work at Costco. He is going to be the guy that checks your card when you walk into the store now, and it punches your receipt when you walk out. He said that he's had enough of this, and he can't take us anymore. Basically talking about me and Ken, because we were giving him a hard time for April Fool's Day. And that he has just had enough. So he's going to live the rest of his days out and just have a good old time. So anyway, we're here with you today. So let's go on over to the DougStephan.com, which will be soon renamed appropriately KenKessler.com/RichMcFadden.com/JenniferHorn.com and see what the poll looks like. Ken, what's the poll? Who's this?
I didn't hear anything.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
Yeah.
I'm hosting the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
No, you're not. You've been fired. You're working at Costco now. I just told
everybody.
You quit.
I did.
You're the guy that punches my receipt at Costco now.
April Fools!
I think Doug would be a great greeter, don't you?
I do. Either that or Walmart
or Costco.
Well, at Costco, you would need to be the guy. I show you my card, and you let me in, and then you punch my receipt. Or at Walmart, you could wear the blue vest and say, "Welcome to Walmart."
Right.
It'd be a great job for you.
Did you start talking about
the face button?
The okay, you didn't start talking about this. state of Indiana, state of Arkansas, state of affairs, the religious freedom bills that have been floating around. Arkansas passed yesterday a bill similar to Indiana's new law, but the governor, Asa Hutchinson, who's a Republican, has got to figure out whether he's going to sign or not. My guess is he won't. And in Indiana, Governor Spence is going to change the law so it's clarified because of all of the hoopla. I thought it was interesting, some of the prominent openly gay athletes, those protesting the new Indiana law. Let's see here. Jason Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Louganis.
Yep. Louganis.
Of course, Louganis. Diver. How do you pronounce his name?
His diver split his head open in the Olympics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how everybody found out he was gay, because he had to admit it because he had AIDS. Or did he?
Oh. Really?
No, he didn't.
I
can't remember. He did.
Here's my wonder. Are all of the, and I shouldn't say all, because you would expect some of the, this kind of stuff I don't really like talking about on the program because it's so divisive. I really don't like talking about it, but I feel like I got to have some time here. And there's so many people commenting. Kenny, get some of those comments out for a sec, will you?
Sure.
Let me just go through this just for a moment. Pretty much everybody knows about the religious freedom law. They know about the controversy. Richie and I both read, or Kenny and I don't know whether Richie, you saw it. This fellow sent us on Facebook a whole page of things. He's a business owner, and he went through it. He said, "I ought to be able to do what I want to do." And yeah, that's fair. It is. I think you need to be able to do what you want to do, and then you suffer at the hands of those who may not like your business decisions. That's the way the marketplace works, and I'm not sure it's bad. Most people don't understand there are things in the Indiana law that are different, and I'm guessing that's what Pence is going to try to get fixed so that it's in league or in line with the federal law and the law that's been passed in many other states. The drumbeat's not going to stop. There are going to be companies, universities. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to do commercial, or we're going to do, come to Indianapolis, for example, for a convention. Nope, cancel that stuff. States that do business with Indiana, not going to. It's that kind of stuff. So whether you understand it or you don't understand it, it is a controversy, whether it's, I think the dialogue, the conversation is an important one to have, but when it gets beyond that, I think it's troubling because it is so divisive. And you listen to all of this stuff like it was the most important thing in the world. It's and that's disrespectful to say, because for a lot of people, it is the most important thing in their life at the moment. So let's see how this gets washed down the road. I'm guessing that in Indiana's case, that it's going to get washed and cleaned up. And I think in Arkansas, I would be surprised if the governor signed, unless they clean up if they clean up the language. Then, if it's like the federal law, that's it. End of story. Any comments that you want to, that you think deserve a little time here, Kenny?
Sure. Jeff says, thanks, Governor Pence, for throwing the state under the bus economically because you'd rather live in the Stone Age than the 21st century.
Wasn't he considering running for the presidency a few years ago? Pence, wasn't he
talking
about
it? That's the rumor.
Is he still?
That's the rumor.
Really?
Hard to after this.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what else?
Peter says, at about this point, all tax privileges should be pulled from religious organizations.
There's a lot to be... I object to some of the things. I don't know if all... It's hard to know what's right here. The whole business of the separation of church and state, and then why does the church or do churches or religious organizations get a tax-free exemption from the state? If there's no connection, why is there tax freedom for them? I think that's a general question you ask, not necessarily just relating to this. What else, Kenny?
Tina says, we already have a constitutional protection for religion, so what is the point of these laws? They're redundant and unnecessary unless their intent is something else entirely.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, look into the hearts and minds of the people who are carrying this out. And most of the people, again, I'm surprised Jeb Bush got onto this because I think he's trying to be more mainstream. I'm not surprised that Cruz and Marco Rubio got onto it. But I think they feel foolish. They look foolish now because of all of the hoopla. And frankly, it's the old, these guys have got it in their system, in their blood. They don't read the bill before it's passed.
Yeah.
Somebody else tells them what's in it, and so they react. And now they've got a backpedal. Not smart. Would you say, Richie?
No, every politician that is running for president has to make a comment on every issue, or else people will say that they are against it or for it or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And so you have to come out with, this is my official stance on this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of official stance, Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment with a lot of health information that will be important to you. 14 after. This is Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030. Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
16 and change after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us every week at this time. His website, drhoffman.com, is the home of a very intelligent medical newsletter called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter.
Appropriately enough.
Clever. What a clever name for an intelligent newsletter about health. So, you write about the breakfast, lunch, dinner routine. You talk about a book that's out now called Three Squares, The Invention of the American Meal, and discuss what it is that's in our diets now versus what is in the root of all diets going back to the Stone Age, and make judgments about what it is that we're eating, what we ought to be eating. Yes?
Well, you know, this whole deal, if you ask the average nutritionist, you know, is breakfast important? They'll say, yes, it's very important to have a big breakfast, protein and a little bit of healthy fat and carbohydrates balanced, you know, for breakfast to anchor your appetite throughout the day. The notion of breakfast, it's actually a rather artificial notion. It was actually, according to the author of the book, whose name I forget, I don't have that in front of me, she wrote a book called Three Squares. Yes. Which is the history of meals, and it turns out it's sort of a
Abigail Carroll, according to your
it's a cultural artifact. It's something that was created by tradition. Mm-hmm. The notion of having a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner is not necessarily natural. In fact, Sylvester Graham, the guy who invented the Graham cracker, and Post and Kellogg got together. They kind of conspired in the late 19th century to create a breakfast cereal, and part of it was a reform movement because they thought that people were eating too much in the way of bacon and lard and that kind of stuff for breakfast. So they reformed the American diet. But this is actually a relatively modern artifice. For some people, they do well going long periods of time without eating and then having maybe a brunch or a lunch.
What would be a long period of time without eating? In
14 to 16 hours, between the last meal at 7 at night and then maybe eating at 11 or 12 later on. And that actually replicates what's called intermittent fasting, which is a short fast, not of days, but of quite a few hours.
Yeah.
Actually, breakfast actually emphasizes that notion. We break the fast, but you take a little longer and your body sort of reboots. You detoxify, you clean out your digestive system, and you actually may boost your immunity, and your whole system kind of does a reboot when it rests.
So the idea of eating less and making better choices perhaps ought to be on the top of mind when it comes to the whole business about dieting. Mm-hmm. I guess I never really wondered, but it is a good question. Why do we eat three times a day? Why not five times a day?
And it's different strokes for different folks. So I think people really have different metabolisms. They also are used to different things. They're conditioned to eat at certain intervals. We got a question. The one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work.
No, and that's explained well here. Also quote an old Chinese proverb, the patient who doesn't pay attention to diet is wasting the physician's time. What a great combination of words put together like that. Think about how you eat and what you do to your body by eating some horrible things that are available commercially these days, whether you cook them at home and you go to these so-called restaurants. What it does, and then you want the doctor to fix you after you've abused the hell out of your body. Not exactly the smartest thing in the world to do. Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com. Sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter so you'll be as smart as we are. 21 after. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced.
this excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Okay, so we have a compilation now because April Fool's Day. Compilation of songs that are April Fool-esque. Aretha with Chain of Fools. Maybe not. Led Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain. Where is that, Richie? Maybe not.
No, hold on just a second right here.
Yeah. Have it or you don't have it. We're doing that show. That's what this song is called. All right, Fool songs, Beatles. CSI New Orleans.
Nah, this is going to take forever here. Let's move on to Def Leppard.
Okay, Richie, whatever you say. Foolin' from Def Leppard. Push that other button over there.
Ah.
This isn't very nice, though, huh?
That fog hat.
Fool for the city. Main ingredients, everybody plays the fool.
I think the April Fool is on me.
Yeah, I think so. About time. Good Lord. Do we need to try a couple more of these? The Rolling Stones, the Fool to Cry. This is a good idea, Kenny. The execution's so great. Alright. The one I like the best is the last one on the list. Ricky Nelson's Poor Little Fool. Wrecking Crew in the background here, Richie.
Yeah, it would be the Wrecking Crew.
Play around and tease me.
The backup band.
Yeah,
house band.
Yep.
All those hits in the 60s and 70s. They were actually...
Well, he was L.A.-based, so it definitely would have been.
Yeah, well, they were the backup. They were the band that was used for the theme for Ozzy and Harriet. That's how they got connected to Ricky Nelson. You find that out if you see that movie, The Wrecking Crew. Come on, crank it up, Richie!
Told me that she cared for me, that we'd never part. So for the very first time, I gave away my heart.
How many people can identify with this song, no matter what your age? You've given away your heart, and somehow it doesn't ever come back to you again. It's gone. Where did it go? This is a cool song from that.
It's so corny, but I love Ricky Nelson.
Getting all these emails and posts from people. Oh, my word, Doug. Rich went to extremes this year for an April Fool's joke on you. So we'll find out what that trail is all about in a few moments here. It's April Fool's on the Good Day program. Ricky Nelson. Everybody in that era had to have a group like the Jordanaires behind them, too. After the hour on the Good Day program.
Many older people think they can't compete in the job market, but that's not true. Career expert Peter Studner says, tune up your skills. Make a list of everyone you know.
Start off with your church or your synagogue or your temple, parents association. You ask your grandkids, everybody you know. And the more people you meet, the more opportunities you'll run into.
Networking doesn't mean you ask for a job.
Tell people of your availability. That's much nicer, much easier. When someone says, how can I help you? What you would say is, here's a list of companies I'm really interested in meeting people inside. I'm not going to be asking for a job, but I would like to meet them. Do you know anybody in these companies you might introduce me to? The more people you know, the more people that will direct you into places that you couldn't get into before.
Soon you'll be talking to insiders and handing out your resume. Peter Studner's book is Super Job Search 4. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Wednesday, 4-1-15, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with the top stories of the day, the things that are worth your time and opinion, your input, 888-302-3684, email to Ken or Rich or Doug at DougSteffen.com and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The April Fool's joke that Richie is in the midst of pulling on me. Let's see here. Dougie, look alive today. Whoop, going to be a good one from Rich. Stay on your toes.
Don't know what he's talking about.
Uh-huh. All right, who's this one? This is from, all right, I'm looking at some other. Here's Linda. Oh, my word, Doug. Rich went to extremes this year for an April Fool's joke on you. LOL. He truly has a lot of nerve, doesn't he? Oh, my. We can hardly wait to hear your reaction on tomorrow's show. Really? Hmm. See, John says, unreal, best ever, wish I could have seen it. You got to love Rich for going through so much effort to pull off an epic one.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Doug, Rich got you so well this year. So good, she says. This is hysterical. I can't wait for you to talk about it tomorrow on the radio. Of course, he hasn't done anything but get everybody to send these into me, so I'd be curious as to what it is that he's trying to work around or through.
Good old day.
Yeah, I know you have. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is going to join us in a moment to talk with us more about this religious freedom law and what it means. Meanwhile, a tribute to the oldest person alive. Well, she was alive yesterday. She's not anymore today. Japanese woman died at the age of 117. One, imagine living 117 years.
You think the guy that's like 114 years old stands up out of his rocker?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Number one.
Her name was Mizao Okawa. Died of heart failure. Stopped breathing as her grandson and the nursing home worker stood by her side, praising her for achieving a healthy, long life.
Her grandson was 99.
Yeah. Not quite that old, but imagine being born March 5th, 1898. Think about that.
The things you
see.
She
lived in three centuries. That's really cool. Three
1898. So I would imagine that there's probably nobody left
from that century.
From that century.
That would be there could be 116. Yeah, right. We'll find that out. I just think that these sorts of things are so
cool. She lived through World War II, obviously.
World War I, all the war. Yeah, all of
Those. Yeah, you know, the 70th anniversary of Iwo Jima, landing on the beach at Iwo Jima, was just this past week. And our sister organization, the American Veterans Center, the president, Jim Roberts, went for the ceremony and brought me back some sand from Iwo Jima.
Really?
And
how is the sand in comparison to other sand?
It's black and granular.
Really?
And apparently the sand was so loose and soft that when they hit the beach, it was almost impossible to run and climb. And it made them like sitting ducks when they hit the beach. And that was one of the really tough things about it. Mm-hmm. But I just sit there and I look at this little, it's like a little plastic glass vial and it's filled with sand. You think about what this soil saw.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Can you imagine?
Let's pay tribute. This is one of the good news stories of the day. You can find the details at DougStephan.com from today's show. The man's name is Bob Stewart in the focus. When he found out his wife, Michelle, needed a kidney transplant, he knew he'd have to be creative. Because of his blood type, he wasn't able to give his wife any blood. The average wait time for a kidney in Colorado is 5 to 6 years. And she didn't have that long. They distributed flyers, reached out to the media. That seemed not to do the trick. So 3 weeks ago, Bob decided to decorate his truck with a personal ad that reads, quote, "Wife needs kidney, type O blood." He included her name and phone number and the calls that came in. He said, quote, "I thought maybe a couple of people might come forward." And then this guy took a picture of it and posted it on Reddit. It went viral. Photo posted last Friday. By Saturday, the Stewarts said the hospital's voice mailbox was completely full. So they're now taking a lot of phone calls from a lot of interested people who want to help. Isn't it great how many people? The lesson here is how many people want to help. That's the lesson. That's what we're all about. This woman's a stranger to all these people that are offering either blood or maybe the transplant, but just the kind of things that people will do, and they're not being asked to do it. They're just doing it because that's how most people are, frankly. It really is. That's how most people are. 21 before the hour. So this week, every day, I've put aside some time to talk about the price of oil, because I believe this is one of the biggest screw jobs that we've ever seen by the oil companies. I mean, they've been really good at screwing you over the years, but this one pretty much takes the cake. $48 a barrel, the lowest price for a barrel of oil in 8.5, 9 years. And yet, when the prices went down, the average was dropping below $2 a gallon, people using a lot of gas. And by the way, the oil companies don't make any more or less, really, when they supposedly add their profit to what the cost is to produce the gas, and that's why the prices fluctuate based on the cost of the barrel of oil. But because the barrel of oil has gone down, and yet the companies are still now, they went up 30-40 cents over a month, and now they've kicked about 10 cents off of it, but it still is 30 cents on average. I think it's 24 cents on average higher than it would be using the normal metrics to figure out what a gallon of gas would cost. So that money is going right into the coffers. Not that it's bad that corporations are making money. Don't get me wrong on that one. But it's just the kind of the way they do it.
The games.
That's just. And now on top of all of this, the U.S. has laid off 100,000 workers from the oil fields. North Dakota, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana are laying off because actually 91,000 energy-related jobs have been made, have been cut since December. There are a lot of layoffs because there isn't enough money to be made looking for new oil, so they're just taking what's easy to get at. You know what I mean? So I just don't get hoodwinked. I mean, there are two stories here. the number of people that have been laid off because of the cheap price of oil and what you're paying for a gallon of gasoline is just it's obscene. It really is. I think it's obscene. Speaking of obscenities, roughly a third of you have no emergency savings. 72 million people have no money in the bank. Nothing. Zero. No savings account unless you got in your mattress. So if you lose your job or you have to deal with some kind of a crisis, medical emergency, that sort of thing, you can't really do it. 1,000 adults took part in a poll. 34% said they had no money set aside for anything. 47% said their savings would cover their living expenses for 90 days or less. What's the old adage? Aren't you supposed to have a... Wasn't the trigger like a year's worth of... You have to.
I thought it was 6 months.
Is it 6 months?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But, I mean, look at this. 72 million people have no cushion to fall back on. What do you think of that when you hear?
Scary.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's not a good...
And think about this. Mm-hmm. More families have two incomes than ever before.
Yep.
So both husband and wife are
not enough.
The couples are working, and yeah, it's still not enough.
Yeah. The situation with your hair. How about this for a non sequitur?
Let's hear it.
Provia is ready to take care of the thinning hair. That's been a problem. You got more hair on your brush than you have on your head. Call 800-525-8319 and use Provia. First natural thinning treatment that cleanses your pores, opens them up so that the hair follicles can grow. Keep using it. It makes your hair seem thicker and fuller. Some ingredient in this thing. It's all natural, but boy, does it work. 800-525-8319 is the number for Provia. Powerful hair thinning treatment contains a unique blend of plant extracts for the results that you want. It's safe, it's natural, and it's available now at 800-525-8319. Hair thinning therapy. Help reduce the premature hair loss, thinning hair. Provia and Provia 2. There's a special offer right now. When you call 800-525-8319, you're going to get not only the usual Provia, but Provia 2, which is more concentrated. And you also get free express shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. Call for Provia. Get your hair back. No operations, nothing, no muss, no fuss. It's just something that works. That's it. Bottom line, 800-525-8319.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week, get stunning Espresso Hevea 3/4-inch solid refinished hardwood for just $2.99. Or natural strand bamboo for 41% less than our competitors. And 18-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Want to know how to feel fit, fun, and fab for spring? Fitness expert Laura DeAngelis has tips for how to stay on your game. It starts with the hottest in technology.
The LG G Flex 2 smartphone looks great in exclusive volcano red on Sprint and platinum silver on U.S. Cellular. It has brilliant clarity and color and a revolutionary 5.5-inch curved full HD OLED screen.
The LG G Flex 2 smartphone keeps you fun and fab while you're texting, surfing the web, and making plans with friends. Now let's talk staying fit and fresh for your big night out. Keep yourself healthy in one easy step.
Make sure you have the new Cold-Ease Cold Remedy plus natural multi-symptom relief cold and flu quick melts. They're formulated with zinc gluconate to shorten the duration of a cold, and they contain elderberry, peppermint, and licorice to relieve your cold and flu symptoms.
So enjoy some flavor and feel your best all season long. To learn more, visit VideoPump.tv.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
All right, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is our lawyer here on the Good Day program. And as such, he gets called upon to straighten out problems. I want to sue Rich for an April Fool's joke. How do I do that, Steve?
Oh, we're going for punitive damages, yes. The whole nine yards.
Yep, yeah, right, exactly. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How much
damages.
Can I get? Triple damages, perfect.
Yeah, I
pain
think
and
get,
suffering.
Pain and suffering,
oh,
yeah.
No, I think we can get this started. Up to $5.
Yeah, see, $5, Doug.
$5. Is that
well,
your
after,
fee or is that what I'm going to get?
Well, yeah. Then it's my third.
All right. All right, so we have the religious freedom law. Indiana, Arkansas. Remember the old song, Indiana Wants Me? Indiana
yeah.
Doesn't want me anymore. We don't want Indiana. Wow. This is a sort of wild news media misinterpretation of things in part. It's classic because so many politicians are on board and they haven't even read the thing either. What do you make of this, really, in comparison to the federal law? What do we need to know about what's in the Indiana law that probably the governor will change because he's finally figured out he made a fool of himself, too?
He did. And, you know, I'm glad you asked about this because in talking about the media, the media has missed so much in this. First of all, Pence is being disingenuous, which is a nice legal term for lying through his teeth. When he says this had nothing to do with discrimination against gays, just look at the signing ceremony where he had as invited people gay rights opponents. One even was saying that gay was the equivalent of bestiality. So he knew exactly what this was, and the incentive behind this, the impetus, was to allow people to discriminate against gays. So that part's pretty clear. This is very, very different from the federal law that was passed in 1993 that really had to do with government discrimination against people based on their religious opinions. And frankly, there are 20 states that have this. Some of these states already also have laws that protect gays and lesbians from discrimination. And this thing, when it went through in Utah, which is interesting, the Utah law not only provides for protections of the lesbian and gay community, but it shielded religious institutions that oppose homosexuality from prosecution. And frankly, this was supported by LGBT activists as well, and that's your kind of your way out. You don't want discrimination, but you don't want to force religious institutions to be able to have to go along with this if they don't want to. So really what was different about this was this turned in Indianapolis on private businesses being able to discriminate, and so all they really need to do is follow the lead of Utah.
That's it. Simple.
Yep.
Plain and simple. All right, see how Steve boils it right down to the facts, ma'am, just the facts. His latest book, Identity Theft Alert, Steve Wiseman will show you exactly what to do when it comes to scams, protecting your identity, et cetera, et cetera. He's an all-around expert on the law. That's why we like having him here with his opinions on the law. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug and the Good Day Gang at 51 after the hour.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Breath Away, winner of the Best Song Oscar this week in 1987, was on the top of the musical charts. Also, this movie was as well. And they're going to remake the movie, or do another, what do they call it? Not a sequel, but Chuck likes to call it a reboot. I love that terminology. Chuck are not here, but Kenny and Richie and I are here to take care of business. When it comes to this movie, what do you remember about some of the lines in the movie?
You can be my wingman anytime.
Mine. I'm going to take the last one here. Ken, is it going to be singing?
No.
Oh, no.
We happened to see a MiG-28 do a 4G negative dive.
Where did you see this?
That's classified.
What?
It's classified. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Kelly McGillis got her wings in a manner of speaking in this movie. And it was a good, entertaining movie.
It was a great movie.
You can watch it now.
It was so good back then. Yeah. He had Val Kilmer and Anthony Edwards. I mean,
Anthony Edwards didn't have any hair then either. I don't think did.
No, he had hair.
I did.
He had hair now. Yeah.
55 after the hour, we've gotten started. Movie moments here. A story about Dennis Hopper coming up next. Yes, he's dead, but that doesn't mean he doesn't live on. Tell you the story. This is actually another one of those Kickstarter stories, Richie. Stand by for that news.
Kickstarting back to life.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Bring him back
in. I'm in for $5.
All right. Another $5. Okay. Stand by.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I have to confess, I love a good beauty steal. Eyeshadows, fancy anti-wrinkle creams, nail polishes, Anything I can get my hands on, I take. I really stuff my bag.
It's Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event. Get daily beauty steals on all your favorite brands, like Urban Decay and Benefit. Plus, enjoy in-store events with tips and trends from the experts.
Tricks on doing a cat eye? Yeah, I steal those too.
Visit Ulta.com or an Ulta Beauty near you. Ends April 4th. With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Doug and Richie and Kenny, story of Dennis Hopper's final film. He died while it was being made, and so the movie just stopped. But a lot of fans wanted to see the movie, the last film festival. And so thanks to a Kickstarter campaign, they've raised $90,000 toward this film, which is a comedy that stars Dennis Hopper as a Hollywood producer whose latest flop was rejected by every film festival except the one in the small town of Ojai. Jacqueline Bisset is the co-star. Lengthy post on the Kickstarter campaign page, the producer of the movie, Linda Yellen, outlined the real start, the root of the project, which began when she met Hopper at the Sundance Film Festival a couple of years ago, pitched him on the idea. He said, "What a great idea, kid. Write the script, I'll do it." And he did. They hope to release the movie in May to mark the fifth anniversary of his death. Man, has he been dead that long? My God.
Wow. You know, being dead doesn't really mean that your movie career ends anymore.
No.
With this Paul Walker,
Fast and
Death
exactly
and the Fast and Furious, yeah, they were able to computer generate a couple of things. And then, of course, he's got a brother that looks just like him, so they used him a little bit. But apparently, for every single movie they make now, they are making 3D images, 100%, 360-degree 3D images of every single of the main actors in it, so just in case. Yeah, as a backup.
Right. Yeah. These films opened up on this day, 2001. The Mexican. Remember that with Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts?
James Gandolfini.
Yeah. He was in it. Yeah, right, exactly. And Sea Spot Run with David Arquette. Michael Clark Duncan. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
This day, 2001. It's 59 after on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.